Dictation for Randy, R-A-N-D-Y, Lutz, L-U-T-E-S, June 1854. Address as a letter to Angela Jensen, J-E-N-S-E-N, 583-1914. Dear Mrs. Jensen, a follow-up for Mr. Lutz, advanced renal failure associated to liver cirrhosis, hepatocellular carcinoma, portal hypertension, ascites and anasarca, enlargement of the spleen, pancytopenia, hepatorenal syndrome. Since the last visit in November, underwent a cardioversion successfully for AFib with the placement of a pacemaker. This was done by Dr. Mustafa, M-U-S-T-A-F-A, at Covenant in Saginaw, no complications. He was placed on Eliquis, developed a rash, changed to Xarelto. The rash has not gone away, mostly on the lower extremities. He does have pruritus from the liver disease diffuse, denies bleeding nose, gums, or blood in the stools. Last paracentesis in December. Since then has gone twice, and there is no significant fluid to be removed. It still has significant edema, 4+ below the knees. Supposed to be doing salt restriction, denies nausea, vomiting, denies diarrhea, denies infection in the urine, cloudiness, or blood. There is a degree of nocturia that is causing insomnia. This was exacerbated by a diuretic for what he discontinued. There has been probably worsening lower extremity edema with some of the blisters growing into ulcers, topical treatment. Overall weight and appetite is down. No chest pain palpitations. An isolated right-sided chest wall, which is not activity-related. TPAP machine at night, no oxygen, no inhalers, no purulent material hemoptysis, minor orthopnea. Other review system is negative. Medication list review, he discontinued the Lasix. Ran out of bicarbonate about 2 weeks ago. Blood pressure Norvas, ARB Diovan. Recently started on Lopressor, now on Xarelto. For the leg also has been on doxycycline twice a day. So far, 5-6 days out of 10. Next paragraph on physical exam, pressing weight 254, previously 292 to 98. Blood pressure is running high, 158.86. Lungs are completely clear, distant, no gross arrhythmia, pacemaker, no pericardial wrap, obesity of the abdomen without any gross tenderness, 4+ edema below the knees, ulceration behind the left knee, and an ulcer on the lateral aspect of the left leg. He's alert, oriented, and free. Normal speech. This paragraph, the most recent chemistries are from February, creatinine 1.8, which is stable, representing a GFR 39, a normal sodium, upper potassium, normal acid base, a low albumin, corrected calcium, low normal, phosphorus not elevated, normal white blood cell platelets, anemia 9.3. I don't see any new imaging. The two recent abdominal ultrasound, not significant amount of fluid to do a paracentesis. I review records from Covenant Hospital. Next paragraph. Last ferritin available is September last year at 51. with a normal iron saturation. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 3 to 4. Presently stable, no progression, no indication for dialysis, which is done for uremic encephalopathy, pericarditis, severe valium overload, pulmonary edema, continual chemistry in a regular basis. Next number, liver cirrhosis, portal hypertension with prior ascites, clinically stable, presently off diuretics, no peritonitis, no active gastrointestinal bleeding, no hepatic encephalopathy, prior enlargement of the spleen with pancytopenia, presently anemia. Iron studies needs to be updated for potential replacement or EPO treatment. Next number, blood pressure not very well controlled, as he now has a pacemaker. I'm going to discontinue the Norvasc. We should be able to increase low pressure for blood pressure control. Continue the same ARB Diovan. At this moment, he's not interested to restart diuretics. And presently, his edema appears to be more lower extremity without evidence of gross respiratory failure, hypoxemia, or pulmonary edema. Next number, present potassium in the upper side. Next number, normal acid base. Next number, low albumin multifactorial. Next number, Tachybrady syndrome, successful cardioversion, pacemaker placement, anticoagulated. Next number, skin rash, lower extremities, etiology to be determined. Next number, edema multifactorial, including body size, medication Norvasc, liver, heart, kidney disease. Discontinue Norvasc, start potential higher dose of beta blockers. All issues were discussed at length with patient and son. DYLAN, D-Y-L-A-N. Plan to see him back in 3 months. This was a prolonged visit, end of dictation.